The leaky roof. It had been raining and raining and raining in Bluebell Woods. It had been raining for days and days and days, and Mindy Mousekins couldn't wait for it to stop. She was tired of the sound of rain going pitter-pat, pitter-pat on her roof, and as she climbed into bed that night, she hoped that next morning the sun would finally shine. She blew out her candle, snuggled down into her pillows, and turned over to go to sleep. Drip! A big drop of water had landed on her nose. Where on earth did that come from, wondered Mindy. Surely it couldn't be raining inside her house now, too. No, no, she must have been dreaming. She turned over again and snuggled deeper into her bed. Drop! Another drop of water had landed on her cheek. Mindy sat up suddenly. Oh, no, she cried. My roof must be leaking. She climbed out of bed and thought about what she should do. She couldn't sleep with water dripping on her face. She would just have to push her bed over to the other side of the room where it would be dry. So she pushed and she pushed and she pushed until she had pushed her bed across the room, and then she climbed back into bed and tried to go to sleep once more. Drip! Another drop had landed on her eyelid! Oh no, another leak, cried Mindy. It must be leaking all over the place. She lit her candle and held it up to look. Yes, sure enough, she could see water dripping and dropping all over the ceiling. Her roof must have so many holes in it. Well, she couldn't fix them in the middle of the night, though she would have to find something to catch all that rainwater in. She fetched bowls and dishes from the kitchen and placed them beneath all the leaks to catch the raindrops. Then she pulled the quilts and blankets and pillows off her bed and took them into the living room, where she piled them on the couch. She would just have to sleep on the couch. She pulled the quilts and blankets around her and was just getting sleepy when drip, drop, raindrops started pattering down on her head. Oh, really, this is too bad, grumbled poor Mindy, climbing off the couch. It was leaking in her living room too. Everywhere was leaking. She fetched some pots and pans from the kitchen and carefully placed them under the leaks. And then she looked around to see if there was anywhere dry enough for her to sleep. No, nowhere at all. Whatever was she going to do? Then suddenly Mindy had the most wonderful idea. Her umbrella! If only she could prop her umbrella up in some way, she could crawl underneath it and sleep there. She looked all around her living room, and her eyes came to rest on her big armchair. Yes, that might work. She fetched her big black umbrella, opened it up, and hooked it over the back of the chair so it covered the whole seat. Then she climbed up onto the chair and pulled her quilts up after her, and she snuggled as far back in the chair as she could. Yes, that seemed to work. And, cuddled under her umbrella, and surrounded by the sound of raindrops dripping into pots and pans, drip, 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 Mindy finally fell asleep. The next morning it had finally stopped raining, and Mindy Mousekins emptied out all the pots and pans and bowls and dishes full of rainwater and sat down to think how she could mend her roof. What could she use that would keep the rainwater out next time it rained, she wondered. All through breakfast, she wondered. And then she wondered some more while she mopped the kitchen floor. Finally, she thought of something. Beeswax! That's what I need, she cried. I shall go and talk to the bees right away. Mindy put on her rain boots, as the ground was still very wet, and hurried through Bluebell Woods to the river, where many bees lived inside an old hollow tree. She politely asked the queen bee if she could possibly spare a little wax for Mindy to repair her leaky roof. And the queen bee most graciously allowed her to take a big piece of honeycomb back to her tree stump house. Oh, how delicious it smelled, as Mindy carried it home through the woods. There was even a little honey still clinging to the wax. Mindy made sure to lick that honeycomb as clean as a whistle before she broke it up into pieces, softened it in the sun, and then spread it neatly over the holes in her roof. And the next time that it rained in Bluebell Woods, not a single raindrop came through her roof, and she slept soundly once again. in her little tree stump house.